141 years. There's never been a traitor in the Secret Service. Now all of a sudden there's two. I don't buy that. Somehow they're connected.
Michael Douglas stars as Secret Service agent Pete Garrison, a veteran of the PPD, the Presidential Protection Detail, the top assignment in this most respected agency. When he becomes suspect in a plot against the president, Garrison, used to being the hunter, winds up as the quarry with his longtime colleague and rival, played by Kiefer Sutherland, in Hot Pursuit.
The fact is, the evidence against him is overwhelming. So, how do we find him? To begin with, know this. He is smarter and more experienced than all of you. You've never trained for this. You are chasing your worst nightmare. He knows how you think, he knows what you know, and he knows how you operate, and he will use that against you.
Garrison may have done some things that look suspicious, but he insists he is not guilty, and that chasing him will only divert attention from the real culprit.
I am following the evidence, and it is overwhelming. Explain to me about the bank account.
The what?
Your signature's all over the paperwork.
I'm being framed.
The Sentinel was made without direct cooperation from the Secret Service because of its plot, which suggests a mole, a double agent, within its ranks. However, Douglas, who's also the film's producer, believes it is ultimately respectful of the service and its agents.
This genre, which has, you know, been done, to say the least, is only a question of how good the execution is. So I think this is probably the best behind-the-scenes, accurate rendition of what the Secret Service does. And I think all of that verisimilitude really makes a difference because everybody, all your extras, all the way back, understand, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. And so everything has an authority and a definition about it.
He sends a mole in the Secret Service?
That's right.
Well, what's his name?
I don't know. I just know he exists.
Well, how? I mean, who's giving you the information?
I want $1 million.
What are you smoking, Walter? Now be serious.
I'm dead serious.
Much of that detail comes from the pages of the original novel written by former Secret Service agent Gerald Petkovich. And another retired agent, Jerry Cavas, brought his experience as a member of the PPD to his role as technical advisor to the film.
I think you're going to see a very sophisticated, very realistic picture of the culture of the service, the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they act, just the livelihood of what it's like to be under the pressure of protecting the president, and yet the intensity to investigate these daily threats, thousands of them. So I think that this will take you to a very, very clear picture. And I know it's going to be a wonderful recruitment tool in terms of interest in the agency, and we need that.
Hispanic woman, 4 languages, computer skills, 2nd in your class at the academy. Well, aren't you the recruiting poster? Resumes don't mean a lot to me, and they mean absolutely nothing on the street.
Any other supportive advice before we get to know each other?
Eva Longoria plays newly assigned agent Jill Marin, fresh from the training academy, who finds herself between her two colleagues as they try to uncover and stop the plot.
She's very serious. She doesn't want to get anywhere with her looks, and she wants to be recognized for her talent and her skill. And she's ambitious, so I really respected that.
To her TV fans, who know her as sultry Gabrielle Solis on the hit melodrama Desperate Housewives, Longoria says her character in The Sentinel is something completely different, as was the experience of making this film.
First of all, just even doing this film, going from a set of estrogen to a set of testosterone was exciting to me, just for a change of pace. But I found it, you know, exhilarating because I don't get to do that every day, and that was the whole point of picking a movie, was I wanted to do something completely opposite of Gabrielle, opposite of Desperate Housewives, and I found it in Jill Marin. And actually, she's a lot closer to who I am as a person. You know, I'm a tomboy, and I love shooting guns and running around. And, you know, in the movie, to be able to do that was just like vacation for me.
Although The Sentinel is a thriller meant for entertainment, star and producer Michael Douglas says the cast and crew came away with a renewed admiration for the real Secret Service.
You talk about how to get into character. You know, there's no way that you can understand how you can lay your body in front of somebody else instinctually to take a bullet. You know, it's really hard to understand that.
Whatever you hear about me in the next few days, I want you to know I was framed. I had to tell you to your face.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. We're going to get out of this.
How?
I haven't figured that out yet.
The Sentinel also features Kim Basinger as the First Lady. The original novel is adapted for the screen by George Nolfi, and the film is directed by Clark Johnson. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.